I want to talk a little bit about the seven levels that we're going to work through. We're going to work through the first seal and the second and the third before lunch. Somebody gave these gifts here of a coconut and a pomegranate, so I thank you for that. But they're also great symbols for how we work with the chakras in this type of work. This, out of the Hindu tradition, the coconut is a great symbol for the ego because it's hard husk on the outside, unyielding, and inside is the life-giving water and the fruit. So we have to get through the husk, our defenses, our armament, whatever they may be. And all the chakras have these, they're like M&Ms, really. They have this thin candy shell, and some of us have thick candy shells. And some of them are covered with caca. But in the center is something sweet and wonderful, so you have to get through this husk sometimes. The beauty of gentle transformation, which was what this is gentle transformation that we're about to undergo, is that the shoot inside the coconut spontaneously start to move from the inside out, and the shell gently, that's the operative word, opens. And then the pomegranate has many, many seeds inside, and this is just like the chakra. It has many treasures in the space. And when you go into the chakra, it's infinite space in a finite container. It's really weird. But when you go that subtle, there's infinite space in each of these areas of the body. If you're interested in the science of it, and some people are and some people aren't, I'll just mention two resources. Dr. Valerie Hunt did some amazing research on chakras, quantifying them, and then the International Society for the Study of Subtle Energy Medicine. And they have a website, and they have some...